It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Fried food lover has 468 gallstones removed from her body.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Ben & Jerry's and Banner Fuel.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Well, welcome to the news on this wonderful Wednesday morning. It's a Wobbert Wednesday. Our buddy Rob Sacre in studio.
Charlie!
He will be here for the rest of the whole show today?
The whole show.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me, Maverick.
I love it. Putting in his work today, putting in his 4 hours.
9 to 5.
Rob, what is the best Tom Cruise movie? You've made some references to Top Gun. Is it the best?
No. I would say the whole...
Really?
Mission Impossible series. Okay.
Yeah, they're good.
Yes, good choice.
I just started watching the last one.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the little balls?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Fallout?
I don't know what it's called.
You haven't watched the whole thing yet?
I haven't watched the whole. I saw it on the plane.
It's good. It's really good.
Okay.
That's where I watched it. We're the wavelength here, man.
Twins.
No, that's where I watch a lot of movies in my life. Just stuck with the screen in front of you.
Right. The worst is when the flight ends before the movie does, though. I hate that. You're like in the last 20 minutes.
And
like,
do I really want to rent that movie?
No, not
before. Was it that good that I want to get it back? Right. Or I'll just wait for another flight.
Yep. That's what happens.
I quickly let you know that today, June 5th, is National Running Day.
Oh, yes.
Hey, all right.
Today was designated as a day for runners to reaffirm their passion for running. It's a good day for beginners who have thought about, you know, life-changing commitment to running. Go ahead and do it. Jay is a runner, has been.
I was going to say, Kev, let's go.
Most of his life.
You and me downriver. Go down, on downriver. It's nice. Upriver.
We'll do Jay upriver. Likes to run. Slim. Went through a running phase. I believe you're out of it.
Heavily back in.
Oh, you are?
Thanks to a former Gonzaga Bulldog who's got a challenge going on, and I was not going to let her beat me in a challenge. Mm. So former Zag Kira Kudron started like a running challenge.
Really?
And I was like, I'm in. We'll go daily. Minimum, it's not a big run. It's just like a minimum 2 miles a day. And
Rob's like, what do you mean not a big run?
16 to 20 minutes. Out of your day to go on a run, and the goal is to
not
just,
if I run 2 miles, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking for Rob,
no,
right?
I hate running.
Rob's gonna take it 20.
Jay, what is your thing about running?
Well, dude, you're not really built for it. I mean, I hate to tell you, it's just harder on your body when you're big like that. I mean, I weigh like 14 pounds. It's like just
what,
float.
But like, okay, for you, is it just therapeutic?
Yeah, you kind of just, it's your deal. You know, you shut it down. You think about what you want.
It's your meditation.
Yeah,
thing.
You get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I respect that. But I just, does your when your lungs are burning and it doesn't feel meditation. I don't feel any meditation.
Yeah.
Your knees are hurting.
All you can think about is how bad it hurts. Yeah, it's hard to
there's
focus.
There's no meditation for me there.
Yeah.
The only thing you can think about is stopping and soaking your body.
Another hill?
Well, I didn't say I like hills, but it's
that's cool though.
So you'd do just about any other workout before you would run.
Oh, Donnie Daniels would always make fun of me because I'd hate running. I'd hate it.
It's like Rob, it's basketball. There's gonna be running.
I just can't stand running. Just for nothing. For like there's no ball at the end of it.
Right. Yeah, I get that. No. Yeah, the running for a purpose thing is,
Rob Sacre told me, now, Rob is a physical specimen, and he just informed me he hasn't worked out in summer for years and years. No. It's been a long time since he's worked out.
I'll do basketball here and there, but nah, man. I'm all about just chilling, enjoying the summer.
Chilling in the summer,
If you want to run a marathon, I'll run another one.
Nah, man.
Let's go.
At GU, we would have to do a mile in 6 minutes.
Oh.
That's moving.
And guards would have to do it in 5:45.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
I don't know if they still do the mile, but...
Even shimming?
I don't know if they still do the mile. That's okay. What I'm saying. I don't know. That's why they're going to championships now.
I don't know. Yeah, if they, let's not worry about that.
Yeah. Oh man, guys,
can Brandon Clark jump?
It was
care.
The first week yeah. when you got back from school.
Yeah.
It was always the first week you got back from school.
How many times did you make the 6 minutes?
You had to make it, otherwise you had to redo it.
Yeah. Ooh.
And you had to get up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. every morning and practice and work it out until you did it.
What did you learn from that?
Do it the first time.
And I feel like it was more of a lesson would, than anything
guys
else.
Would puke.
Oh, yeah.
All the, oh, when you're puking after a run, it is just, running is just not fun.
Well, National Running Day. Everybody get
Can't
into
wait.
It. Sounds
yeah.
like Rob Sacre will not be getting into it.
No.
No.
Although you were holding your hips. I'm worried about you.
I'm getting old.
I'm worried about you.
Breaking down.
Riggs.
Rob Sacre, professional athlete. Like I said, I mean, physical specimen, right? I mean, he's in great shape. And he walked in here holding both of his hips. He goes, oh, slim, my hips.
I don't know what I did, man.
Did you ride horses?
I did, but it shouldn't feel like that.
Come on.
Well, that's it.
Nah, man. I think they say this, and I'm like, ha, 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 ha. I'm never going to feel this way. When you wake up and you just have aches and pains.
For no reason?
No reason. Yeah. What is that all about?
It's called age.
What yeah. is that all about? Yeah.
You wake up and you're like, why am I sore?
I mean, I have no reason to be sore at yeah. all.
Yeah. Slim has gone through it recently, yes. for sure, yes, where he's just like, guys, I can't believe how my body feels some days. It makes no sense. And
right.
it's just, you know.
You just are sore, right?
I mean, Rob, it was so bad we made this.
Where you hurting?
Ow, ow, ow. Oh, stop. Oh.
Where you hurting?
Where you hurting, Rob?
Want to play a round of where you hurting?
Where you hurting? Let's go around the horn. Guys, let's start with Rob. Where you hurting?
My hips.
Okay, your hips are hurting, both of them?
Yeah, it's just hip flexor. The hip flexor.
Kevin, where you hurting?
Lower back. It's just a little sore.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You think it's from sleeping weird or
maybe
what?
Maybe so. Yeah, just real tight. Need some stretches.
Jaybird, where you hurting?
I had to kneel on basalt rock and I was working on something, so I'm kneeling on this rock, and then I realized it took way longer than it was supposed to. So then now my knees, I'm like, I wonder why my knees are sore. Well, you was kneeling on rock for like an hour. What do you think, moron? Get something to kneel on.
There you go. There's a little where you're hurting.
Hey, what about you?
Yeah, where are you hurting?
Oh, I am hurting in my wallet.
Hey.
No, Rob, my like upper back, my shoulders are just killing. And I know it's from playing basketball
yeah.
and just getting hit a bunch. Yeah. We've been playing with Josh Heifel's been playing with
right.
us. And he got me with a screen
just
where I
up.
Ran into him. And he's an actual brick wall.
Right.
It's
right.
like you
got
you and him both. And I didn't see it coming, and it hit me. And my whole right side Oof. Right now feels like it's not connected to my body.
You know what I just got a thought of? No one cares that we're hurting.
Oh, they can relate. They can relate.
Everybody can relate.
There's nobody, I mean, anybody over the age of 30 for sure. Or even close to 30.
No, I'm 30 tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday tomorrow.
To you.
I'm 30 tomorrow. I'm 30 tomorrow.
To you. Happy birthday, dear Robert. Happy birthday to you.
Woo. Dirty 30 tomorrow?
Yep.
What are we doing here. For it?
Why are we not having a party today?
Yeah, we're so, because we're so dumb.
We're the worst.
Yeah, well,
we're terrible friends.
We're talking about pains right now.
Okay, well, here's the deal,
Rob. Pains and gains.
I would love the text line to help us out here to prove you wrong, because you say no one cares. Everyone text in where you're hurting.
Oh, yeah.
Just so that Rob can see that everyone is hurting.
Oh, everyone is hurting somewhere.
Where are you hurting for the text line? Let's go. 434.
Where you're hurting is a fun one.
434-8623. Just where you're hurting.
Where
you're
hurting.
Ow, 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 ow.
I'm hurting not knowing what this list is.
Where you hurting.
Just text him in, and we'll just randomly throw him in throughout the show.
Okay.
Where you're hurting.
This list is on a pedestal.
By the way, any big 30th birthday party or anything?
Yeah, come on, man.
I might end up at Birdie's. Birdie's. Hole in the wall bar.
Yeah,
tomorrow?
I know it. But I mean, end up there. That's it.
I may end up there.
The wife's not
doing
like a big 30th
for you. I got a meeting in the morning.
You got a meeting?
I got a meeting in the morning, and then I got something. I got another meeting in the afternoon, and then, hey man, slow motion is better than no motion. I'll be at my house.
All right.
Slow motion's better than no motion.
Dude, that's your t-shirt right there.
You come up with some good ones. That's the best one I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's going on a shirt.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man.
Slow motion's better than no motion.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be at my house chilling for my birthday.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go. And happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Rob.
The 1 year Rob's not going to have a birthday party is the year I have a designated driver.
Oh.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, oops. Thanks, buddy.
Oops, it's a Thursday.
You can have a party. You can have your own party.
Yeah, I'll have a party for Rob.
I got to do wiring. I got to do some wiring for my car stereo. And my buddy's coming over, and he's going to teach me how to do the wiring for
you. 17?
I was going to say, were you and your buddy? Me and my buddy are coming over to put in some new speakers.
That's exactly right.
We're going to put in a big speaker in the trunk, and it's going to be really loud.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Rob is counterattacking all of his weird old pains by doing the youngest thing he can imagine.
What? I'm just hanging out, living the dream, y'all.
Man.
Do you have time for one quick final story?
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
We'll do a quick one for you here to wrap
story
up the news.
Number three.
What happened? You know, James Holzhauer, the guy who was on Jeopardy for a 32-game winning streak, he lost. But, of course, there was a lot of – it was anticlimactic because a video had leaked over the weekend of him losing. And so that thing went viral. Everybody already kind of knew that on Monday's episode, James was going to lose Jeopardy. And so the producers of Jeopardy have released this statement about the video that was leaked. They say, we will take very, very, very appropriate actions. That's right. Very, very, very appropriate actions against the video leaker.
I wondered about that. That was not in the form of a question.
Who will take very, very, very appropriate action against the leaker?
What is Jeopardy producers?
That is correct. Wondering how about that guy or girl? You're going down, man.
Lost on Jeopardy.
You're going down.
Oh, big list coming up.
Big list coming up. That's right. Kevin, big list, man. And actually, you know what? Slow motion's better than no motion kind of identifies the list.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you like the glow that Slim has right now?
I've got a nice bright Christmas tree in here, and that's the only lights I'm going to keep on for the next 4 weeks.
Kevin James.
Leave them on. I don't mind closing my eyes.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ben and Jerry's and Factory Rep Blinds, part of the show, as always, thank you. Rob Zachary in studio with us today, and thank you.
Thank you.
Long awaited, much ballyhooed list from Kevin. He has these lists that he comes up with that he has at the ready at any moment. Lists that people don't normally put together. I mean, you know, like greatest love songs. What are some of the other lists that he's had, Slim, that we've discussed his top five list? He just says, well, I got a top five of that.
It's been a lot. I should have been keeping track of them.
You're going to have to open a document at some point to just start keeping track of all these nonsensical lists.
Well, it's kind of weird to me because I don't remember the ones I've talked about, but when things come up, I just then say, top five, and you're like, you have a list. And I do.
Right, yeah.
In my mind, I have a top five of all things.
Congratulations. I mean, it's...
Do you really, though?
I do. It's like top five Zags. You want to know if you're in it?
No.
You don't want to know?
Nope.
Who was number four on that list?
I don't want to know his list on top five Zags. I do not want to be a part of that.
I
don't
want to know.
I do not need to know.
What about guest host? Do you think you're in the top five guest hosts of the Jay and Kevin Show?
Maybe. I don't need to be on his list. That means he's singing about me too much if he has a list.
You are number one on a couple of my lists.
Really?
Woo!
How about that?
You're first, you're last. Talk to me, Goose.
Well, guess what? Today's list.
Kevin James' definitive list of best places to take a nap while in your car.
Oh. Z. this it?
Man, yeah. This is big.
Car naps. Are you a car napper, Rob?
I've done it.
Okay.
I've done it.
This
I'm not proud.
Big.
Kevin says he claims that this is one of the greatest things ever. I've never done it.
Yeah. I love them. But, buddy, let me tell you why.
You wake up sweating?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, good point.
Oh, see, here
that
we go.
That is why I'm going to teach everyone how to car nap.
I'm young Padawan. Sorry.
Listen, the key to, for me, like I leave work, it's noon, whatever. You leave, you go out, you do stuff, you run errands, you do whatever it is you're supposed to be doing. And then I find myself to be extremely tired. And it's when I want a nap. But by the time you get home, you get out. You walk around, you do whatever you're doing, then you go to try and lay down and take a nap. Now you're not as tired.
No.
You don't sleep as good.
Wait. So you're telling
when your body is like, it's time, baby.
You just
why waste the nap?
Let me just pull over and sleep.
That is correct.
You're kidding.
But you have to have spots to do it where you can sleep and sleep.
That was my initial reaction too. I was like, what, so, you can't just make it to your house?
I could, Jay, and I've done that many times. But when you're feeling tired, it's best just to take it. That nap in the car for 30 minutes will do so much better than the one at home if you were to lay down for an hour.
So you're just in that little cat nap.
Sometimes it's like 15 minutes in the car. And
yeah.
Whoa.
When the mood hits, man.
Oh, that was great.
You check yourself. You're like, I'm still alive. God, that felt good. Did I just die for 15 minutes?
So do you pull over to the side of the road?
Oh, Rob.
No.
Rob.
That is how you end up dead.
Rob. So
lampshade.
Every time I take a nap in the car, my oldest son always says to me, are you someplace safe? Or are you going to end up? He just remembers, he knows nothing about sports, but Michael Jordan's dad died that way.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Like,
he died because
you're
going to
be living in a van down by the river. That's what you are right now.
So I will now give you the top five places to take a nap.
Can you show me on the map?
Yes. And yesterday, Rob, Kevin goes, I think I'm going to head over to, and I don't want to spoil it because it's probably on the list. You know the place. He goes, I know five. He goes, I have the five best places. So,
Kevin James' definitive list of best places to take a nap while in your car.
Number five.
Number five on the list of the greatest places in Spokane to take a nap in your car. This one, man, it's tricky. And the only reason it's not higher on the list is because it's a little too popular.
Really?
All right.
Mission Park. You got to know where Mission Park is, Rob.
I know exactly.
Very close by Gonzaga.
You're talking about.
You know the parking lot very well, don't
you? Right by that.
Right by Mission Park.
Right by that, what is it, the old retirement home?
Yes, there's a retirement home right
there. I know exactly that parking lot.
Okay, well, do you know the spot that's the best spot to take a nap? When you go into the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do not turn left facing the
parking lot. No, you face to the
right.
Is that where the tennis courts
are? I've seen a lot of people take naps there,
too. That is the problem. It is very popular now.
It's too popular.
It has become a popular spot.
I hope they're taking naps, they're taking naps.
I need a clarification. Is this by the tennis courts?
No. You are on the south end of the park.
Okay.
All right.
Right by that old retirement home.
Yes. There's some shrubs, and on the other side of the shrubs is the retirement home. And that parking lot, you come in.
So the front of your car is facing?
Facing the retirement home.
South? Or is it facing the river?
That is correct. If you get next to the tree, then you go that way. If you have to get the other spot, then you have to back in.
So okay.
You always want, this is a tip for nappers. You always want your car door, your door, up against the tree or whatever the item is that you're parking against.
Because there's less foot traffic?
Less foot traffic.
Ah, genius.
All right. I like how Rob didn't think he would like this list, and now he knows everything about number five.
Kevin James' definitive list of best places to take a nap while in your car.
Spot. Exactly.
Number four.
If you're ever up on the South Hill and you get a little sleepy, this is from my olden days of being on the South Hill a lot. I don't go to the South Hill much.
Who
but
does?
I'll tell you this. When I'm on the South Hill and I'm like, oh, crud, I am tired.
It's exhausted.
I know where to go.
Okay.
Go to 29th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go down to 27th, actually. You have to go down a couple blocks to 27th.
Like where the basketball court is there? On the corner of Freya.
That's over on the corner. Yeah. Okay. Do you know where like Sunny Buns is? It's like a tanning salon.
By that Safeway.
This will be easy for everybody.
Right by that Safeway.
It's the old Lincoln Heights Cinema.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Lincoln Heights Cinema. It's now a church. Oh. One of the safest places to park.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Church parking lot. In the middle of that parking lot, over to the, it's to the side, there's just this one tree.
Okay.
27.
It is. You pull in right underneath there.
So you can't
miss. There's never any traffic.
So you're on the, you're actually on the road.
No.
Oh, there's a parking lot?
No, it's in the parking lot,
Jay. Oh, okay. Okay.
On 27th, there's a big church there.
Uh-huh.
It's like behind all the other businesses. It's away from the hustle and bustle.
You're not by the
tree. You can pull in. Not bad either. You can, if you're bored and you're kind of having trouble falling asleep, you can watch people go in and out of Sunny Buns.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So when you have an opportunity, you're like, I could take a 15-20 minute nap, or I could go home.
I'll tell you another one of my favorite things to do, Rob, is listen to.
I believe one of a listener to the program, our friend Katie. I think she works at that Sunny Buns and does a bunch of lashes up there.
She does.
So you're on the you're on the west side of the Southside Christian Church parking lot, closest to.
You would be
Sunny
on the
Buns.
Yeah. You would be on the northwest corner.
Northwest
tree, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You see it?
I do.
You're looking at Google Maps.
I'm looking at
Yeah, guys,
right
if you can, I will locate maybe all these on Google Maps.
Yes, please.
Send a detailed.
I'm kind of nervous.
Drop a pin on each one of these.
Kevin James' definitive list of best places to take a nap while in your car.
Well, they were until I announced them on the radio.
Yeah, number three. So we have one on the South Hill.
We got one by Gonzaga.
One by GU.
Mission Park.
Yeah.
U District.
And I'm trying to give an area, every area of town to help out. That's
and thank you.
The least I could do.
This is the third best place to take a nap in your car.
Number three.
Okay, it's all the way up north.
Oh, yeah.
All the way up north at the Y, Rob. It's in this parking lot right here, my man.
Okay.
And you look at this map from Google Earth and Google Maps, and you see that there are people doing exactly what I said.
Seriously?
And this is a parking lot that there's options, and that's what I like about it.
Ooh. The Target.
It's at the Y. It's in between the Applebee's and the
Dick's
Hobby Town
guy?
Or the Big Lots.
Yep.
Between Big Lots
Nobody's in that
and Applebee's.
Lot.
It's a huge parking lot. It's never all the way full, but you look right here, Rob. What do you see? These are trees, and what do you see parked under these trees?
Cars.
You know what these people are doing?
Keeping
napping
their car cool.
In the number three spot in town to nap.
Wow. Seems like that, but is it overused too, Kevin? Is it like you got to be first come, first
serve? You got to be careful.
There?
The good thing about this place is there's a lot of other options. There's a lot of greenery, a lot of trees.
You can't just settle.
Like if, Rob, like if this was full, I could go over here and tuck it in this little corner along the trees.
That's the bank.
The bank.
That Shopko up there is now closed, so that part of the parking lot's really open for just napping.
That's not bad.
Is it technically on Highway 2, Kev?
But you always have to. Okay. Yeah, it's on Highway 2, right there with the Applebee's, Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Get some Panda Express and fall asleep with it on your lap.
You're getting sleepy if you eat Panda.
Yeah, that's a great call. No, that's a great thing.
Oh,
right?
I know.
Have you ever been to that Chinese buffet?
No, you want to go?
So good.
Is it good? I love a good Chinese buffet, and I haven't been to one forever.
So good. So good.
See, that's
is it
a great
like Canaan buffet.
It's
or something?
Like,
Canaan buffet.
It's like Chinese greasy buffet.
Okay. Oh man, Rob, I want to go so bad.
It's a great precursor to your nap right outside
absolutely.
Of the parking lot.
No.
The number three best place to take a nap in Spokane in your car.
Wow.
Kevin James' definitive list of best places to take a nap while in your car.
Number two.
What part of town are we in now,
Kev? Let's go
out
to the valley, Jay.
Thank
shall we?
You. I was going to be so mad if you just left my area of town.
Way out there.
Krispy Kreme. Parking lot.
Just in
Krispy Kreme parking lot. Not bad, Rob, but it's too busy.
Yep.
Very true. It's small.
It's very busy.
Very small.
It is
the
tiny.
Thing about taking a nap in a busy place is you can do it if you're really tired. I recommend it. Still do it. Be safe. But don't. It's tricky.
Because you got. You just can't. You're at ease. You're not
I've
at
had
ease.
A lady knock on my window one time and ask if I was okay.
As she rightfully should.
Yeah, she's like, Are you in the driver's seat? Oh, yeah. And always leave the car running.
Oh,
with the doors locked.
Oh.
Well, why wouldn't you? So your air is blowing at least?
I get the air. Rob is now out.
Why would you not leave the car running, Rob? I'm not in a garage. It's dangerous.
No, I understand. And you'd have the AC on. I mean, but that is also why she knocks down the window.
Heat.
I mean,
why?
Mouth open, drool probably down your face.
Well, she might have thought you had it, you know, maybe you were needed some medical attention.
Yeah.
If I saw someone next to my car, mouth
that's
open.
That's why you got to be careful about where you park.
Yeah. Driver's door by the tree.
Parking spots, driver's door to the tree. Jay, thank you for paying attention.
So
you're welcome,
valley,
Kevin.
In the valley, between. There's a Fred's Appliance It's not where the Valley Mall is. It is.
Oh, you're on.
You
spray.
Know, instead of turning right to the Valley Mall.
Oh, where Total Wine and More is.
Oh wait, are you out there?
There you go. By the Total Wine and More, the Staples
on Indiana,
the DXL, the
bad that that's the
Fred's
first
appliance, the Hobby Town.
Is it good or bad that that's the first shop I thought of there?
It's great. So you're by Party City, Hobby Lobby.
That
and,
parking lot is
that's
huge.
A big parking
Again,
lot.
It's another parking lot that's so big, mm-hmm. and businesses that aren't that busy. There is a stretch of grass out there at the very edge.
Which side?
Right straight out from the Fred's Appliance and the Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
There's a big piece of grass.
That's on the Evergreen side?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If you pull into there, uh-huh. and you're right up against whatever that street is.
Evergreen in Indiana.
Indiana. I guess it's Indiana. You're mm-hmm. right up against Indiana. And there is, sometimes you park right there and it's a sidewalk.
Yeah.
And a lot of parking lots, not here. They have a stretch of grass between the parking
Whoa.
Lot and the sidewalk, so you have a buffer from anyone on the sidewalk.
Nice.
What a spot. And there's trees and it's shade, there's about 20 options in that spot where you can park.
I'm in awe.
Nap while in your right car.
Oops. I'm in awe.
Kevin James' definitive list of best places to take a nap while in your car.
Number one.
Oh.
The number one's near and dear to my heart. It's where I've taken more naps. Then Carter has pills. Is that still a saying?
It's just saying, yeah, okay.
Wait,
sure.
What was that again?
I've taken more naps than Carter has pills.
That's so old yet so...
My mom used to say that, and I don't know what it means.
Well, because Carter pills, Rob, you start taking these soon, they're for backaches.
Oh!
Yeah.
Interesting.
You're welcome.
Number...
I don't know if they help your hips or
they got
one.
New medicine now, I think.
Do they? Okay.
And I will tell you, this is the number one place to take a nap. And I will tell everybody this, it is not available.
No, it's been closed.
It has been busy the last two times I went there, and it makes me furious. Panda Express in Airway Heights, baby. Between the Panda Express and the Pizza Hut, there's this little parking lot that's just there, but there is one spot right by. It's right up against the curb.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing. There's a broke down white Dodge Stratus in a spot next to it that has been there for 4 months. And it sets there in the lot. There is a spot where you pull in, driver's side again, right up against the curb.
Right.
Now, it's a little weird because cars go in and out right next to you,
mm-hmm.
but they don't pay attention to you because they just got their Panda. They're happy. They're leaving.
Right,
they're driving away. They don't pay attention.
They're like, oh, but I want to be like that guy after
you
eat.
Get your Panda yes. through the drive through. You pull in there. You eat. You listen to your favorite radio station, Coyote Country.
Right.
And then you just relax. And there's trees. There's a little shade.
Wow.
Before you know it, bam, best naps I ever take
I'd
right
have
there.
To disagree with you on that last
Uh-oh.
One.
Really?
Why?
I have a spot.
Oh!
See.
Wait.
Kevin James.
Oh, sorry. Ron
Kevin
Sacre's.
James' definitive list of best places to take a nap while in your car.
Behind.
Number one.
The baseball field. GU. Like in the. There's like a behind the baseball field.
Yeah, right okay. by
McCarthy. There's like a little, some monkey bars right there.
North, south, what are we talking?
I'd probably go south or
north.
Yeah, north is behind, I think, right?
Well,
yeah.
South. There's that parking lot and it wraps around the baseball field.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
On the
about?
West
it's
side.
It's right in between the law and the baseball field. There's a little parking lot
yes,
area
there
right
is.
There.
I'll tell you why this doesn't work.
Oh.
When a 48-year-old man
okay.
is asleep in his
and
car
you have
on
security.
Campus,
you, have
you
security.
Get talked to by security. Rob Sacre does it. I do.
48-year-old like, man sleeping in his car on a college
campus. There's a creepy
campus.
Man in the parking lot.
There you go, America.
That's very true as well.
You probably know. Fine for you, not for me.
That's probably very true.
You now know the best place to take a nap in your car is by a broke-down Dodge Stratus.
Jay, Kevin, and Slim.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Come visit your neighbors. We're waiting for you. Your neighbors in Spokane.
Kevin James.
Spokane. You love it here.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, it's time for a little listener letter here. Our friend Rob Sacre is in studio. By the way, Rob, just in case you were curious, your mother has texted into the show again. She keeps track of us. No, we need this show needs all the moms it can get.
We are pro Leslie.
100%. And she said, you probably know this, but Robbie's 30th birthday is tomorrow. See, she was thinking of you, and she was wanting to make sure we knew.
Thanks, Mom.
Yep.
Thanks, Mom.
She's great.
Rob, your mom is awesome.
She's cool.
No. Your mom is awesome.
She is cool. No, I know.
No,
I know.
Your mom's not cool.
No, well, I like to use the word cool.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's better. Drop the L. Get the L out of there.
I think I saw your mom once, but I don't think I've ever officially met her.
What?
That's on you, Kev.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever actually had the pleasure of meeting her.
Well, we're going to have to change that.
I think I met her at Hoop Fest.
Yep.
Right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hoop Fest. It's coming up soon, boys.
Yeah, just around the corner.
You coaching this? Are you coaching this year?
I got to get a hold of the great Alex Hernandez.
Oh, yeah, former Gonzaga Bulldog.
Yeah, and I've got to get our kids together, and we got to figure that all out.
You haven't done that yet.
No, I'm sure we got to get
Al coaching?
I'll let him coach.
Was on the Gonzaga staff for a while.
Yeah, he made me better.
There you go.
He made me better. So, you know, I'm just waiting to hear from him and get that all dialed in.
Take your time.
And, Jay, you had said that Rob did something that you had never witnessed live.
Right. He said he did it before, and I said, okay, it's gross, right? I don't believe you, really. And then you came in to get some creamer for your coffee, and it looked like Christmas morning for a six-year-old.
Oh,
he saw the creamer, and he's like, whoa, give me that!
I can just, my stomach is coated with creamer right now.
And so
I'm good now.
Yeah, he just opened his mouth. Didn't put his mouth on there because he receives your respect.
I respect it.
Yeah, and he just dumped it into his throat.
Oh, so
you have a favorite flavor?
And then
flavor?
The best part was, Kev goes, I understand that.
Oh, I used to do it, Rob. It's so good.
It is.
And they both think it. Jay for sure thinks it's gross.
I know he thinks it's gross.
But it's so good.
Anything that you don't even need to put it in the refrigerator.
Right.
Hey, it's like a ho-ho. It's like Little Debbie's like Swiss roll right there.
That's just so sweet.
Oh my gosh. It's so sugary.
And Rob does the same thing that I have done, which is you put it with milk.
This is where Kevin and I just bond like no one's business.
Yeah.
Because it is so good.
Straight shot creamer. There you go. Okay. All right. We got a listener letter here brought to you by Super One Foods. Let's see what we are in for.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
The email's always open on the air at jayandkevin.com. We got a long one the other day, boys. Very long one. And April was not happy, was not super happy about the situation at work, so she sent a very long email describing the whole situation. I will read the end of it. The gist of it, Rob, for you, there's some coworkers at April's work who talk a lot about their dogs. April has a kid, she said it's 4-year-old, and these coworkers constantly talk about how being a, quote, dog mom is so difficult. And the end of her email goes, I'm just very offended as a mom of a 4-year-old that my coworkers claim that being a dog mom is the same as being a mom of kids. I know it's petty, but it bothers me. And that's from April.
I understand, though. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of moms. I think a lot of people do say, I'm a dog mom. I'm a, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the same.
It's the same to an extent of you have responsibilities.
Sure, the responsibilities vary in level, right?
Right, but there's a responsibility that you have to be home at a certain time.
Yes.
Yep.
And you have to feed and, like, you just can't just leave them in
the backyard.
There
are some responsibilities,
sure. Yeah. You can care for
it. But the same time.
Yeah.
Rob, we saved the email for you when you were here because you are a father.
Yeah.
You're a mother of 3 children.
Mother.
You are.
Yeah.
And you're a mother of how many animals?
I know there's an odd number.
'Cause
7 animals.
Okay, right. So if there's someone who's going to know what it is like to parent both a child and an animal, it's Rob Sacre.
And what you do is you just blend them all together so he doesn't, you don't know what you're, you don't know what you're training. Oh. Whether it's a kid or an animal, it's all the same.
It's just training one way or the other.
Yeah, it's training.
Yeah. How to go to the bathroom, how to eat.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, and but the thing is, you got to potty train the dog. I think once you get to a certain point, though, that's where it varies, right? Once the kid gets old enough to where, like, they start talking back and actually having conversation, that's when we it splits. That's when it's like, okay, well, it's just a little bit more than a dog now.
A little bit,
for sure.
Like, but I don't know.
Even though dogs can be a lot of work, and I understand how people get like, oh, man, I, you know.
The first year, they're kind of the same.
Except for the leaving the dog home alone
thing.
That is a
difference. They poop anywhere they want. You got to feed them. You know, they crawl all over. They tear your house up. They're kind of very similar, so I can understand that. But as soon as they, and they're just, yeah, I could see that a little bit.
Okay. So maybe these coworkers aren't
too
absolutely
off,
out of it.
It's just when they start talking, that's when you're like, oh, I have a human, not a dog.
Okay, that's a moment. That's a moment.
That's right. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now I'm a little different now. Yeah, I get it.
I can have a conversation. You can talk back to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This person actually wants food. He's letting me know it wants food.
Right.
Yeah.
Rob, are you the person who plays fetch with your kids?
Sometimes. In a discreet way.
Right, not like, in the way
hey,
like you do
get,
it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Go get that, bud.
Yeah, you don't call it fetch, but you're playing fetch.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Go get that, bud. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, good job. Let's tire you out some more.
Yeah, come on. Or you find a buddy who has a dog, and you tell your kid to go, hey, go play fetch with that dog.
Oh, yeah.
Hours of entertainment.
For both the dog and the child.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're killing each other.
Have you also noticed, and I would hope that, and if you haven't, I'm going to give you the greatest parent tip ever.
Oh.
But I got to imagine.
Is this in your top five?
As an athlete, you figured this out. That the best thing to do with a kid, if you want them to do something, tell them that you're going to time them.
Oh, yeah. Timing is great.
You've done that game?
Oh, that's the best.
All right. How fast can you get to the house from the street?
Yes. Yep.
I'll count. 5, 4.
Oh, God, it's so great.
Yeah. They're just burnt out.
Yeah, like I'm just trying anything to wear you out. Hey, run to that tree and back as fast as you can. Oh, man. Oh, let's see if you can beat it.
They just don't get tired, man.
I know it doesn't work.
You actually get tired from counting?
Right, yeah. And then you take a car nap.
Slim, just be prepared.
Dude,
I'll give you this. My biggest thing I wish people told me is, you're never going to sleep the same.
Is that actually real?
You'll never sleep the same. The Big
99.9 Coyote Country. And that's actually real.
The one day you sleep normal, you'll be like, what happened? Something's wrong.
Oh,
something's wrong.
Oh,
panic.
You can't sleep comfortably.